gospel on this May the 21st in the year of our Lord 2024. And normally on this day, we have Mark Smith on the line with us, but the station is having problems with the phone system. So I'm going to be all by myself. And we're looking at Come Holy Ghost, Creator, Bless. This is a tune that is from the 4th century. It's one of the most important tunes of the ancient Latin hymns. And the singing of it was often marked with great dignity and ancient action bells and vestments, etc. We don't know who the author was, but given the high regard in which the hymn has become, it is not surprising that Martin Luther made a 7-stanza melody and translation. He did that in 1524. So, these are the wonderful translations of the hymn. First stanza. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator, bless, and make our hearts your place of rest. Come with your grace and heavenly aid, and fill the hearts which you have made. Yeah, this is one of the most important verses in the whole hymnal that makes a distinction between the heart that you have received when you are born, a sinful heart. But then God gives you a new heart. Remember the prayer of King David. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So this particular stanza petitions the Holy Spirit to come into mercy. That's Titus 3:5. And fill our hearts with mind, soul, and spirit according to God's will. It is He who creates and sustains, calls, enlightens, and sanctifies the faith and life of a Christian. And that's why we get the new heart that is talked about here. Stanza 2. To you, the counselor, we cry. To you, the gift of God Most High, the font of life, the fire of love, the soul's anointing from above. This stanza confesses that the Holy Spirit is the counselor, the helper, the comforter, the spirit of truth. As found in John 14, verse 15, who visits and delivers the spiritual gifts of life, particularly faith and the gift of the forgiveness of sins. The heavenly anointing refers to the fact that you are anointed with the Holy Spirit. This occurs in the holy sacrament of baptism, and that even occurs with a little infant who receives the gifts of the Holy Spirit, including faith. Yes, a little baby can have faith. They often trust their mothers after a very short time after the birth. And it's not unusual that they trust also God, given that gift from the Holy Spirit. Verse 3. In you with graces sevenfold, we God's almighty hand behold. While you're with tongues, fire proclaim to all the world his holy name. This, of course, is referring to the day of Pentecost, when flames of fire appeared on the heads of the disciples gathered together when the Holy Spirit came. Now, stanza 3 talks about the sevenfold gifts that come from the almighty hand of God. That's found in Isaiah 11, verse 2. The gifts are wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, and piety. This appears in the Septuagint and the Vulgate translations. A more ancient version of the Latin hymn referenced the right hand of God, Isaiah 65, verse 2. Not the finger of God, Psalm 8, verse 3. His gifts arrive through throats that proclaim the Father's promise. And that's Isaiah 11, verse 2, and Luke 24, verse 49. So once more, we get a lot of information from the Bible about this hymn. In fact, it's about the Holy Spirit. Stanza 4. Your light to every thought impart, and shed your love in every heart. The weakness of our mortal side, what with death and might in support of all. So this stanza explores the image of light from John 8, verse 12, and Matthew 4, verse 16, which is powerful enough to transform hearts that are by nature, because of birth with original sin, weak and powerless against evil. and there is no possibility of faith until the Holy Spirit comes and grants us this faith. That's what stanza four is about. Because the love of the Holy Spirit is shed in every heart. And the weakness of our mortal state with deathless might invigorate. That means bring us alive to follow the Word of God and the will of the Holy Spirit. An excellent, excellent view of Pentecost. Stanza 5. Drive far away our wily foe, and your abiding peace bestow. With you as our protecting guide, no evil can with us abide. Now, who is the wily foe? Well, the wily foe is none other than the devil himself. So the singer is asking for help and protection. And that comes through the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 13. 2 Timothy, verse 1:14. This is a wonderful promise that the Holy Spirit, who is our wily foe, will be destroyed. And abiding peace bestow. Now, I don't know how many times on this program we've tried to explain that the peace that is bestowed is not peace in life. We are in the world of Satan, so we have a lot of problems. And who doesn't have difficulties? Who doesn't have, from the devil, ways of sinning? And the devil is very smart in giving us reasons to go against God's will. But with the Holy Spirit, we learn what the devil is doing, and we can overcome the temptations of the devil. That is the point of the peace. The peace is the peace between us and God the Father. He is no longer angry with you. Not because of your good works, because they still fall short of the glory of God. But he's no longer angry with you because of what Jesus Christ has done. By dying on the cross, it's clear from the Bible that was a payment for our sins. He took the punishment you and I deserved. Beginning with the cross's word, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It is finished. And what was finished? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That Jesus was experiencing hell is found in the other word, namely, why have you deserted me? Why am I left alone? There was no angel to help Jesus at the cross, like there was in the Garden of Gethsemane or throughout his earthly life. He was all alone, and took upon himself the punishment of our sins. That's what's found in stanza 5. Stanza 6. Teach us to know the Father, Son, and you from both as three in one, that we your name may ever bless, and in our lives the truth confess. Teach us to know. What does that mean? Well, apart from faith given to us by the Holy Spirit, we do not know God. You know, it's kind of like you don't know the people in the classroom when you go to school. But soon you learn their names, and you may even get to know some of them because you play with them on sports teams, etc. And you get to know their personality. So when somebody asks you, well, do you know Tom Baker? You can say, oh yes, I do. He's a wonderful person and pretty good at basketball. And that's how you get to know. Well, until you have faith, you do not know God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. And so we ask God that we need to know about God. That's found in John 15, verse 26, 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to 16. And help us believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's Ephesians 2:18 and 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Then we get into the seventh verse, which we refer to as doxological, because it refers to the Holy Trinity. And there's a triangle at the beginning of the verse in the hymnal that tells the congregation to stand. Praise we the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, with them one. And may the Son on us bestow the gifts that from the Spirit flow. This verse tells us to believe in the Holy Trinity. And that is usual with the Latin hymns used in the daily office. A doxological stanza was added. Our hymnal translates the Latin version most frequently found in the ancient manuscripts. And the final line once more references the Spirit's gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 11, Galatians 5, verse 22, Romans 12, 6 to 8, and 1 Peter 4, verse 10. Now, few hymns are set to two versions of the same tune. In the hymnal, the one version provides the plain song tune. An English version from the use of the Salisbury Cathedral. German sources use a substantially identical melody with occasional minor variants, except that the fifth note from the end is a half stop bigger. It is a C instead of a B in the original, or a B flat instead of the A in the transposed version. Such replacement of the note B with a C is characteristic of the East Frankish chant dialect used east of the Low Countries. Luther simplified by making the plain song entirely syllabic, and it is this version that Lutherans have generally preferred. The hymnal gives the pitches found in the Erfurt Hymnal of 1531 and the Klug Hymnal of 1533, not those in an earlier 1524 version for Luther's translation that deviates more from the original plain song and uses half-value pickup notes for all but the first phrase. So that's an analysis of the hymn, Come Holy Ghost, Creator, Bless. It is the hymn of the day for this Sunday, Holy Trinity. And the reason that Mark Smith isn't on the phone with myself, Tom Baker, is that the station is having trouble with its phone system and cannot get another person on with me
positively impact people's lives on a daily
at the same time.
It's the best place to use your God-given time.
But that is,
once you've experienced the culture here,
a very interesting translation of this hymn.
Careers.
Come Holy Ghost, Creator, bless.
Of the week is Child of God Lutheran.
Join with us tomorrow.
They are a gospel-centered church and school.
In another
the mission to care for
discussion
to hear God's word
of the difference between law and gospel.
9 a.m. and Bible study on Sunday.
This ends
enrollment for
our radio program.
School year is open
for today.
Eighth grade. Child of God is
God
at 650 Public Road in St. Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.